Good morning, it's
not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, cause here's the good news. And a Tuesday installment of Not Necessarily the News, the proverbial black eye on the world of journalism.
Aww.
That's all right.
You're welcome, Elon.
And welcome our worldwide audience streaming live with us on our Hank Facebook page so you can see, if you can see through the Saharan dust, what you can hear on the radio. Tonight's lead story, well, actually last night, the White House unveiled a brand new portrait of President Trump. And this is, they just had one like 4 months ago because of the inauguration. But this one, slightly less light, more shadow, and more scowly.
Frumpy.
Yeah, as they report, and the White House says, the previous one was more brightly illuminated in the portrait released earlier this year. He wore a blue tie then. This one's red. And then...
MAGA!
Exactly. Now, it's interesting because the first one of his first term, he's very smiley and in front of the American flag, and he hasn't smiled since. So,
oh,
yeah.
Too bad.
I mean,
just happy to be here.
If you had to appear on a radio show every Tuesday morning, wouldn't you want to scowl a little bit too? Yeah. 7:47 this morning.
So shocking love news today is Brad Pitt's new girlfriend is not happy that he offered up his home to Jennifer Aniston after a stalker crashed into her front door. Insiders say Inez de Ramon is very supportive of the golden boy, but he needs to be careful that he's not risking everything they have together. Fans are apparently pressuring Jen and Brad to get back together online, rekindle that old love and flames, and Inez is feeling blindsided.
Because visiting and throwing it back to 90s celebrity couples, that's worked previously.
Yeah, and if you're not old enough to remember what happened during their split, she should not take him back. That's not going to be a thing.
George Strait still not done going on stage. Him and Chris Stapleton, big show in Pittsburgh this past weekend, and a very, very cool moment. George has long been associated and partnering with the Military Warriors Support Foundation, and at Pittsburgh's show this past Saturday, military veteran George welcomed him on stage and gave him a brand new home. The home went to Sergeant Derek Austin, Purple Heart recipient, severely injured in combat in Afghanistan. So it was great. It was a very touching moment, but lighthearted as well. The Military Warriors rep was doing like a one-man show up there with George. Said, by the way, ladies, this hero on stage tonight is single, and he's got a home that he doesn't have to pay a mortgage on. So there you go. George gave him a high five and a hug.
Aw. Young people today, well, they've got some big problems on their hands and their bodies. Now, one of the biggest regrets is tattoos. Miley Cyrus, no exception. She revealed in a new interview that she really loves her dog. But having a big old pit bull inked on her arm forever may have been a bit much. She also says she doesn't mind them enough to have them removed, which, you know, can be a long and painful process, and is also a bit impulsive. Because just hours after this interview and her tattoo regret, she got a brand new piece of ink. It's the word Muse right on the back of her shoulder.
It's a lifelong commitment in most cases. Kind of like the one her dad is showing in his new relationship to Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah. They're so in love.
They're going to make it.
So in love, like you and your girlfriend.
They're going to make it.
Thank you. Good luck.
Yeah.
In the sporting world, we're going to do the latest on women's college softball.
Oh, that's exciting.
We go to the Not Necessarily the News sports desk. And the Women's College World Series of softball is coming up this week. We have our finals. It's an interstate matchup. For the third time in 4 years, UT down Austin Way made it. Go Longhorns. And then surprising everybody yesterday, Texas Tech Red Raiders.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So it'll be Tech and UT. And the Red Raiders, by the way, ended Oklahoma's, you talk about a dynasty. The Sooners had won in softball 4 straight national championships.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and this is the first time that they have not made it to the title game since 2018. So the Red Raiders shocking them in the Women's College World Series starts tomorrow. And we're your station for softball. That's what we got right there.
So what are we arguing about on the internet today? Well, for singles, it's height. Now, Tinder has a new filter that allows users to pick how tall they would like their potential mate to be. This is not going over well for some folks who say it's simply another form of discrimination. One admitted short guy claims that we are, quote, derangingly obsessed with men's heights, while others are going for the jugular. They're asking for a weight feature to go along with it.
Well, I mean, in their defense, when they're dealing with a short person, the jugular is just like right there.
It's easy. Low-hanging fruit.
Well, on the heels of the Chrisleys being pardoned and the Menendez brothers, looks like they will eventually get out soon. Manson family murderer Patricia Krenwinkel is going on parole at the age of 77. Tiger King's like, what the?
Excuse me.
What the?
Excuse me.
And then announcing yesterday, Disney will be laying off hundreds of employees in its TV and film divisions. And it looks to be it's going to be pretty brutal on the Disney cuts.
Oh, no.
They're down to just 21 Dalmatians at this point.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, and Snow White ordered the dwarves to list 5 things they did this week.
Yeah,
mostly
up,
mining.
Heather Lee.
Mining a lot.